Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD. Aaron Judge came oh so close to hitting 61st homer of the year last night while basically the whole company was in the house, which would have been cool. Didn't happen. Yankees host the Red Sox again. Because that's how series work in baseball. This is the second of four games. Okay? Yankees play the Red Sox. Gerrit Cole is pitching. I'm going to discuss the lineup. What I'm watching for. The Homer Draft will be played. Over-under will be discussed. I will give some, a premonition. And then I will stand up. And the whole pregame show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Went to the game last night. Going to the game again tomorrow. SeatGeek's a great way to get there. You can use code PREGAME for $20 off your first order. They will indicate to you whether or not you're getting a good deal through green and red bubbles. Green means good. Both of those start with G. So that's easy to remember. Red, that's bad. That's bad. So, green good, red bad. SeatGeek, go to a game, a concert, a play. You'll have a good time. You could have a good time at a game. The Yankees lineup is as follows. Aaron Judge leads off, back to center field. Giancarlo Stanton will DH and bat second. Gleyber Torres bats third, plays second. Josh Donaldson is playing third base. Oswaldo Cabrera is in right field. Jose Trevino is catching, batting sixth. IKF, the shortstop, batting seventh. Marwin Gonzalez back in the starting lineup playing first base. Aaron Hicks gets a start in center field. As the Red Sox, they're starting Rich Hill tonight, lefty. Hicks has been better batting right-handed this year, so I get it. Noteworthy from this lineup, the notable omissions are Anthony Rizzo and Harrison Bader. Two guys who were very welcome additions to the lineup earlier this week. They're out. Bader, he's been playing center field every day coming off a foot injury. I assumed he was going to get either Friday or Saturday off. And my understanding is that in his career, he has kind of reverse splits. He's been better against righties than lefties. So, it looks like who's starting for Boston tomorrow. I'm assuming it's a righty. It's Nick Pivetta. So they gave him the game against the lefty off Rizzo. They also were going to get him a day off at some point in here. Unfortunately, they did it on the same day, and I think both of them, it's because it's a lefty. I would have staggered. I probably would have gotten Bader a night off tonight, and then and kept Rizzo in there and given Rizzo the day game tomorrow off. But here we are. They did both, so the lineup it looks a little thinner. And on the other side, the Red Sox against Gerrit Cole, they have Kike leading off, Devers batting second. Watch out for that because he has Cole's number. That is the what to watch for is that a little bit besides the obvious Aaron Judge. He's going for the record, whatever. Tommy Pham bats third, plays left. Alex Verdugo is in right field. J.D. Martinez, DH, is batting fifth. Tristan Casas, that thick bad boy, he plays first base. Rob Refsnyder in center, old friend. Oof. Center fielder Rob Refsnyder batting seventh. Reese McGuire catches, batting eighth. And Yu Chang is at shortstop, batting ninth. Judge in center. I guess Hicks hasn't played right field all year, but Oswaldo is probably the Yankees' left fielder, and I'd like to get him as many games in left field. That's the other thing I would have maybe done. Oswaldo, Hicks, Judge, left to right. That would be my other kind of gripe with the lineup. It seems like for the playoffs, Judge is going to be the right fielder, and Oswaldo is going to be the left fielder. Let's get them as many games in those spots as possible. Judge, I'm less worried about playing center and being able to adjust to right, but just, I don't know, keeps his legs a little fresher. So he, I don't have a problem with Hicks getting involved in the game. But I would have done, I would have put him in center. Oswaldo left. He needs to get as many left field games as possible is basically my point. And Judge in right. That is the other shift I'd have made. And we can debate order all we want, but I'm more or less fine with it. Okay. The pitching path to victory. Gerrit Cole, you need a good start, dog. One, because it's against the Red Sox and they've been their own thing, but just it'd be nice to get a good one out of you. I think we should be penciling him in for seven. He needs it. Clark, probably not available. Man, hitting wrong buttons. Classic. Clark and Clay, I would guess, are unavailable. Both threw over 20 pitches last night, and Clay's been doing an every other day thing. That means Chapman pitched an inning last night. I think Loaisiga, we see him tonight. Scotty F. Ross would like to see him be involved. I would guess the path to victory, save situation, would likely be Cole for seven, F. Ross, Loaisiga. Feels right to me. Ron Marinaccio just pitched two games in a row, but didn't pitch last night. Should be around. Lakey, I guess also you can rule him out, 35 pitches 2 days ago. Yeah. Cole, give length. Just good for everybody. Yeah. That brings us to the Homer draft, where I believe the chat has the first pick today. Yes. I am unable to pick Judge or Bader. So, Feo, if you want either of those guys, you can say them in the message on behalf of the chat. You guys cannot pick Donaldson or Oswaldo. So whoever you want, I'm going to guess you want Judge with that second pick, but if you can go ahead and explicitly state it, that would go a long way. Or if you don't want Judge, say you don't, Fayo. But who else you want? Josh Ace is leaning on Donaldson. F it, Hicks. Four-game set, Matthew. Not a bad call. Oswaldo not available to you, Sean. Chat. Glaber is Fayo's first pick, and they will not pick Judge on the Apple game, which is fair. It's a four-game set. You're going to have them as an option later. With my picks, I'll take Stanton. I can't take Bader. I will take Oswaldo. So I have Stanton and Oswaldo. You guys have Glaber. And on the wraparound, who do you guys want? Can't take Oswaldo. Donaldson, Glaber, or Stanton. Travis wants Trevino. Grim Reaper really wants Donaldson, even though he's not available. Marwin is a pick. Wise Rizzo not in the lineup. Went over it earlier in the show, Scott. But second pick is Marwin. Marwin Homer's most Apple game ever. That's a reasonable call. You guys have Marwin. Wise Rizzo not in the lineup. I think they were going to rest him at some point in either Friday, Saturday. And there's a lefty pitching tonight for Boston, Rich Hill. It's like, fair enough. I would have, like I said before, would rather not have done him and Bader off in the same game because they both been welcome parts of the lineup. But whatever. I'd have staggered him, whatever. Selfishly, I'm glad Bader's rest was tonight because I'll be sitting in right field tomorrow where Judge will be playing. He will presumably be the right fielder tomorrow. So cool. Let's see what Twitter's got. See if there's been any updates to anything. Chat hasn't mentioned any weird tweets. But yesterday we got the Britain news. So now I'm on a whole thing about oh, did something come out? Doesn't look like there's any news. I don't think anyone's talked to the media yet. Don't think there's any Carpenter updates, Adam. Unfortunately, it's just, I don't know. You can't plan on him being around. If he is, that'd be great. Probably get another update on him sometime in the next few days, though. Could be cool. Let's see what the over-under is. Phone, be cool, man. The over-under. First of all, last night, over-hit. So that is cool. Over did hit, right? It was a 5-4 final. Yep. Tonight's line is, 7.5. Garrett Cole pitching. My overs have been hitting. I'm going to ride it. I'm rooting for Cole to not give up homers tonight, but I think he gets clipped once. And the Yankees offense hopefully also can knock Rich Hill and their bullpen around a little bit. Would be cool. Ridings is on a rehab assignment, Brian. Yeah. Feo's taking the under on behalf of the chat, and Jake Hill concerns him. Me too. Hill's the kind of guy that just shuts us down. But I'm trying to manifest some good vibes. What am I seeing tonight as far as a premonition? As well, those in right field. Dude, Donaldson made some cool throws. I don't know if they stood out on the broadcast. He had the one that was a foul ball. I was like, man, I kind of got it, but whatever. Stan had 3 hits last night. I think we get Glaber diving to, it would be his left towards first base and doing kind of that cool play. He does a good amount. That's what I'm kind of seeing. I'm seeing Glaber making that cool play to his left that he does. Sucker for a good second baseman play, man. Whew. Go ahead, leave a comment down below what your premonition for tonight is. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Also, just be nice in the comments. Nobody needs negativity in this world. Cool. Go the Yankees. Judge, no more than one home run tonight, because I'll be there tomorrow. But if you hit 61 tonight, I'm not going to be heartbroken, but I will be there tomorrow, so make sure one happens tomorrow. Love you all. Go the Yankees. Enjoy the game. Free on Apple TV tonight. See you tomorrow. Love.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.